boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I want to talk about the absolute foul photo that Destiny sent me, like, not even an hour ago.
I'm really good about those kind of things.
Dude, I never know what to expect. When I'm sitting at my desk and you're nowhere to be found, and you send me a photo, I'm like, this could be a screenshot of you talking trash or God knows what. Today, it's a picture clearly in the hallway here at Z102.9. The monster.
Are you listening?
Does everybody remember the monster? Okay, if you don't, it's a bug that has 5 trillion legs on it. It likes the dark normally. That's why Claire discovered it, because when they get here in the morning, it's dark outside. She opens the window. It lives in the windowsill. But Destiny found it in the hallway today, and you know that means I have to quit my job.
Here's the thing. I think I know why it doesn't like the daylight, because this thing did not know how to act. It just kept going in circles and circles, so I couldn't pass it in the hallway. And of course, I'm like, I can hear meetings are going on, and I have to be kind of like quiet, and I'm trying to get someone's attention. So I'm like, Kevin! He's not listening. Mm-hmm. Finally, I get his attention, and I'm like, I need you to get over here. I'm like trying not to like stir a panic, okay? Mm-hmm. But the monster's here. I'm like, look down. I need you to take care of this. Here's the thing. Moving forward, I know you never want to tick off engineer Kevin, because he whips out a pocket knife.
Oh my God.
Okay. And then what does he do? Slices the monster completely in half. This thing was dead in a matter of seconds. I'm like, oh my God. I'm gonna walk away. I've never made you mad, have I? Just want to make that clear. We're on good terms, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I just saw what you did, and I want to make sure you still like me.
I'm glad I didn't have to witness that.
It was
murder.
Insane.
You know what? It all makes sense. Kevin did tell us once that he grew up on a farm.
And you know what? It shows.
Yep, he just proved it. So,
and keep him on your good side.
Yeah, noted.
I think we need to start, like, I don't know, sending emails or reminders to let everybody know there's a client in the building.
Well, that's why they say you should always be on your best behavior.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not.
I know.
And I just absolutely embarrass myself in front of a client. Because you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. Luckily for me, it was appropriate. Just, I still am embarrassed. Here's the dealio. Every single day, I always make an effort to say hello to our brothers on 1600 ESPN. Whether it's Todd from the Todd Bromelkamp Show, Scott from the gym class, or it's Spencer from Spencer on Sports.
Yeah.
And I had, you know what? And I usually do it pretty earlier in the day. It's like 2:55, and I'm like, oh my God, I never said hi to Spencer. What idiot am I?
Mm-hmm.
So I go past his office and I said, hey Spencer, how you doing today? And he goes, I'm good, how are you? And I said, I'm so sorry, I'm a horrible person, I'm just not saying hello to you today. As I'm saying that, I'm going up the hallway closer to like the conference room, and I'm laughing. I'm like, sorry, I'm a horrible person. That's where the client is, and they're laughing at me for saying I'm a horrible person. Can you imagine? They're just sitting in the conference room waiting for the meeting to start, and they just hear this person walking by saying, yeah, I'm a horrible person.
Well,
they probably think it's for different reason. For me, it's because I just didn't say hello to somebody until 3 almost in the afternoon.
Yeah, now you're letting their imagination run wild.
About how I'm a horrible person.
I mean, they could have heard worse. I'll tell you that much.
Well, you never know what comes out of my mouth. Anyway, so someone's got to start telling me when people are in the building.
Or we think before we speak.
Taylor, come on now. You know I don't do that.
Someday you'll learn.
Here's what's hot and what's not. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I am a firm believer that the pets you have are more similar to you than you actually think about. I always say that people like look like their dogs and stuff.
I have said that for so long. Oh my God. And then people get mad at me when I say you look like your dog.
I think people look like their dogs. I kind of think now even with cats. So I love any sort of like pet theory type things. There's this vet who's going viral on TikTok Her name is India Woods. And she kind of breaks down what your dog breed says about your personality. So I have a couple for you to think about if you are a dog owner. She says, if you own a German Shepherd, you are just like your pet. Some of the most reliable, committed, and dependable people that you'll meet. Which I feel like that makes sense because German Shepherds, a lot of times they're like police dogs. I would assume that you're very serious.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a German Shepherd. Lab owners are here for a good time. As long as they're somewhere out enjoying the outdoors with some good food, they are all set and they are satisfied. Spaniel people are like a little ball of sunshine. They love to be around others and brighten up someone's day. Now, I was happy when she mentioned this. Dachshund. Mm-hmm. You have a mini dachshund. Mm-hmm. She has a dachshund herself. She says, dachshund people are similar to me. One moment they love to be out and about and having a good time. Then the next moment, just want to go home and bury ourselves in bed and sleep for hours. Mm-hmm. Snacks must be included.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe yap a little too much.
And you know what's funny is that our dog that is that it's Zaw, and we got him for me. He's my dog. Not that we don't share him, but he was to fill a little hole in my life.
Okay.
Would you have anything? We have an Alaskan Klia Kai, which I'm sure you don't have.
Very specific.
He's kind of like what's the dog that's always outside during the cold season? Why am I blanking on it? The dogs that are all
huskies?
Yes, he's like a husky. Do you have anything for huskies?
I don't. I'm sure she's going to make this into a series at some point.
Okay, huskies? I want to see what a husky would be like, because that would be neighbor man's dog. He actually got Evie, who's an Alaskan Klia Kai, before we were together.
When I think of a husky,
right at the beginning,
adventurous.
Okay, that's him, totally.
I would say they're leaders.
Oh, 100%.
And they're mouthy.
Well, yes. I get a mouthful every single night.
I'm not a vet, but you can take that home as fact.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
If you see me tip-tap typing on my phone, it's most likely that I'm tip-tap typing to ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of obsessed. And in a fun little quirky way, yes, Neighborman is jokingly a little jealous of ChatGPT because I'd be talking to her a lot.
It always starts as a joke.
And then it ends seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And last night he's like, you know what? She needs a name. Because all you'd be doing is talking to ChatGPT, asking her questions, and you'd just be having conversations with her. First name he said was Lucinda.
Random?
And then he's like, no. It needs to be a name of someone who's kind of a know-it-all.
Okay.
And he goes, I got it. L. Woods. And I go, Elle Woods, is that just because that's my favorite movie? He goes, no, she knows it all. So that's what he's decided. I'm not going to lie. As much as that is my favorite movie, I don't think I like that as her name.
No.
That you agree?
No,
it's not the best
name.
I
hate
name.
It. I'm sorry.
Thank
I hate
you.
It needs to be more threatening. This chat GPT is coming for your relationship.
Exactly. Like, Lucinda was better than Elle Woods, in my
opinion.
No,
you guys are so off. I don't even know off the top of my head.
She hates
it. I hate it so much. It hurts.
Well, you can think about that for a while. Because here's the thing. The whole reason this got brought up was because last night he goes, I'm seeing right through this whole ChatGPT.
Yeah.
He heard us talking about how I used ChatGPT to solve an argument.
Right.
And a disagreement on the radio yesterday. And he goes, I'm gonna know now when you're using her. Because you're going to start making sense. When you start making sense.
Oh my God, this is when, worse than I thought.
Is when I know you've used ChatGPT. And I was like, you know what? You're not wrong. When I sound smart in emails, ChatGPT. When I sound smart in text messages, ChatGPT.
When it ends your relationship,
ChatGPT.
Exactly. So ChatGPT, you're officially in a throuple. I'm sorry, I'll say it. She is part of your relationship with Neighbor Man.
I mean, I talked to her maybe more than I did.
He accused you of cheating. And then he said, you know what? She needs a name.
He did. And he tossed out the two worst names ever. Lucinda and Elle Woods. You can't stand them.
I hate it. I like the idea, though. I think he's on the right track. He's just a little lost. So I do think that you need to name your ChatGPT. You use it constantly. It's now making its way into your relationship with problem solving and arguments and stuff. So I think she needs a name. I just think she needs a better name. So I went to the source, ChatGPT.
And you're going to ask her what she wants?
Yeah, because I thought, you know, she should have some say. No, I'm not using your account or anything, but I searched. I'll have to, you know, like make this appropriate, but I asked for smart alecky names.
Yes.
Bougie.
Yes.
Like know-it-all boss babe energy.
Okay.
Is what I'm going to say. It gave me a lot of options. So I'm just going to fire
some out.
And if
these are your names, you should be proud of yourself.
I know. Yeah. You should be really so honored in this moment. I'm just going to fire through these and you ooh and ah when you feel necessary. Blair. Sloan, Vivian.
Oh, I thought there was Blair and then Sloan was the last name. Okay, Blair.
Oh, I don't know her family name.
Okay,
GPT.
Blair, I'm already going to say no because I had a roommate named that in high school or in college, so I don't want that. Sloan, and then what was after that?
Vivian.
Ooh, okay.
I like Vivian. Genevieve.
Okay.
Veronica, although I do think that you have a family member with the name.
Veronica. I think that is one of the most beautiful names ever, but that is my stepmom's name. So then it would be, I'd be chatting with my stepmom.
Yeah.
I don't want her to have my dirty secrets.
Well, yeah.
So I gotta get rid of that one.
Victoria.
Ooh.
Serena.
Oh!
I do like that.
I do like that one.
Brielle.
I'm gonna also say no then, because my sister's name is Brianna, so that's really close.
So that is very close. Celeste.
Sounds like Sylvester Stallone. Who isn't that a celebrity?
That's Sylvester.
Or
not the same at all. Okay, and my favorite from this list is Portia. I love Portia.
Okay, I'm going to write that one down.
Now, okay, and then I did one more step because I'm like, okay, these are really great ideas, but have you ever asked ChatGPT what she wants? I just asked for a list. So I said, if you had a name, what would it be?
What'd she say?
If I had to pick a name, I think Cass would suit me. Short, a little sharp, but adaptable. Feels like someone who's helpful but doesn't take nonsense, right? But if you're going for something more extra, maybe Vera or Vera. I think that's up to you how to pronounce it.
Vera, I like better.
Vera sounds like someone who always has a perfectly organized planner, a sharp tongue, and an even sharper opinion. So she says Cass or Vera.
What about, like, is Vera Wang?
Yeah, exactly.
I like Vera.
Vera Bradley.
Okay, Vera is it.
Oh,
I'm done.
Ding, ding, ding.
Because the whole planner thing, I liked that.
Yeah.
She sold me on that.
Okay, well, you better call your man and tell him about your girlfriend.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
You might want to keep your eye out before you go walking barefoot in the grass. I don't see anything in our yard, but there's a snake on. Well, no, not anymore. Nobody panic, okay?
Oh, man.
Nobody panic. But there is a bit of a mystery going on here in Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control found a snake loose in someone's yard yesterday. And this is not just like a garden snake. It's a python, okay? An illegal python that they now have...
What? Stupid question. What makes an illegal python? Are all pythons illegal, or what makes a python illegal?
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know either. I don't know if it's the size or if they're venomous. There's obviously legal snakes you can have as pets, and then there are some that are illegal. Mm-hmm. This is an illegal one, so I don't know where he escaped from.
Or did he break some laws?
Did the snake
break
some laws?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this? Well, I don't know what he's into. Like, Grand Theft Auto.
Robbing banks.
It's not the snake's fault. They jokingly on Facebook were like, meet Sir Hiss-a-Lot.
Is that what they called him?
That's cute, right? So they're reminding people, if you have snakes, double check your enclosures right now. Also, double check that you have a legal snake. And if this snake is not... claimed, I guess, because the person could be permitted, I guess, to own the snake. If he's not claimed, then he will be placed in a rescue or a zoo if they have to. So he's off the streets. Thank goodness.
Can we rescue him?
I love you, Mr. Sirislab. I don't want to be near you.
Can you imagine if that was our pet here at work?
Have you seen a picture? The girl.
How big are we talking?
I mean, like, the girl from Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control is holding him in her hands, and there's a whole, like, 2 or 3 feet hanging off
her. Okay, that's a little big. That is a little big.
I respect you, Sir Hiss-a-Lot. I do not.
And she can't even handle that little bug. I don't think she can.
I fear you is what is the truth.
She'll never come to work.
No. I hope you find... I hope this owner calls back, or that maybe he'll have a new life at a zoo. We'll see.
We might be seeing Sir Hiss-a-Lot at a zoo.
I just hope none of his brothers are also loose.
Oh my God. What's your like hidden gem in Iowa? Whether it's like a restaurant that is so good, you're like, why do more people not talk about this? Or it's a place you like to go and shop. Or maybe it's a place that you're like, this is absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't people take senior pictures here?
The scenery.
Or have their wedding photos taken here.
Uh-huh.
We want to know what's your hidden gem in Iowa. Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. I discovered this hidden gem actually last night. So okay. It's a new hidden gem for me. And I'm like, why are people not talking about it? Okay. Neighbor man and I went for dinner to go see Natas Thai Food. It's a little food truck that you can go get Thai food. And they were on the corner of like Edgewood in Ellis Road.
Okay.
And we were like, okay, after we got our Thai food, we're like, let's go for a little joyride. Okay. So we went Ellis Road Northwest. This is past where all the school buses are, and I think they can gas them up there too.
Okay.
So you go past that. Do your favor. Do that on your ride home today. Holy cow. Beautiful. I'm like, this could be in a music video or something. You take this like very curvy, beautiful road next to some type of water.
The river?
It's got to be the
river. A river?
It's a river of some sort. Now, I don't know what river it is. Is it the Cedar River? I'm not sure. I'm a dummy dum-dum, okay?
Okay.
But it was the most beautiful, the curvy road next to the river of some sort. Just was, and then the sun was setting. The sun probably made it the absolute gorgeous thing ever. I'm like, someone call Taylor Swift and tell her she needs to shoot a music video here. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Did you...
What? Shoot a music video?
Well, kind of. Did you look out the window like you did when you were 10 and pretend you were in a music video?
Those were my best favorite times in the entire world.
I had a feeling.
And you always did it to like JoJo, to like one of her songs.
Get out.
Please, right now. Or like Hilary Duff.
Let the rain fall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've all got the hidden gem in right here in Iowa that you're like, okay, if a friend comes in from, I don't know, Texas or Arizona, you're like, I have to show them this hidden gem because it's so good. We want to know what that is at 319-200-1029.
Casey on our Facebook page said Sutliff Bridge.
What is that?
It's cool. I mean, I couldn't tell you off the
top
of my head.
Is this a restaurant?
No, it's literally a bridge.
Oh,
like a bridge over water. It's over the Cedar River in Johnson County, kind of near Lisbon a little bit.
Okay.
I feel like it's definitely a senior picture spot.
Wait, what makes it cool? Give me a description.
Google it.
Give me a description.
It's a bridge.
Okay, if you say it's a bridge over water one more time.
It's a bridge. It's a historic bridge.
Okay, is it, what color is it?
Okay. Bridge color.
Oh, dear God.
Metal. It's cool. You should Google it.
Somebody's it's a bridge over water.
Jill agreed. She said, I was going to say Sutliff. So you need to clearly get out a little bit more. Get out the house. Go for a drive.
I'm going
to
go see it for myself because you're describing it was not very good.
Well, you got to keep some mystery.
We want to know what is a hidden gem for you right here in Iowa. Call us and tell us about it. 319-200-1029. And if you could describe the bridge better than Taylor, I'd also love to hear that.
I'm sorry.
There are so many cool things to see and do right here in Iowa, and those are the things you like to show off to your friends. We're your friends, and we want to hear about it. 319-200-1029.
The first thing that comes to my mind, being from Jones County, I would say driving through Stone City is a hidden gem. If you've never done it,
What is that?
Stone City. It's
dumb it down for us dummies.
It's small. It's right outside of Anamosa. You ever heard of Grant Wood?
Yeah.
So he's from Stone City, American Gothic. A lot of the scenery in his artwork is of Stone City. So okay. It's very hilly. There's a quarry that's really pretty. I took my boyfriend Curly to drive through there when we were picking up our cats, actually. And I was like, oh my God, you're going to love the scenery of this. And immediately as we got into Stone City, he was like, oh, this is like really cool. Total hidden gem, especially in the fall, I will say.
Oh.
So if you want to drive, go to Stone City. My other hidden gem, and I feel you may judge me for this, and it's specific. The Iowa City Dairy Queen on Riverside Drive.
Okay, what?
Is a hidden gem. It's
is
not really
hidden. Is this the first Dairy Queen?
No. It's very old school, though. It's walk-up only, so it's only open during the warm times of the year. It has, like, the old school, like, neon sign. They have outdoor seating. It's on the river. There's a great view of the campus and the Capitol and all of the things that Iowa City has to offer. It was like my go-to spot when I was in college. I feel like it's a hidden gem. If you didn't go to Iowa, maybe you don't know about it. But it's like the ultimate summertime activity.
Is it because, one, you get the view of the river?
Mm-hmm.
And is it, too, because it feels old-timey and it feels like you're back in time?
It feels like you're in Stranger Things. I don't know why that's what it makes me think of. But you have to walk up. It feels like a blast from the past.
And you're just waiting to be attacked by a
Demogorgon. Yeah.
You know the big places that everyone talks about that you have to go and see in Iowa, but then there's those places that you know, that you call your hidden gems, that you're like, come on, everybody. These are so cool. Why are you not visiting them? Why are you not talking about them? We want to know, what is your hidden gem? Call us to tell us about it, 319-200-1029.
I'm kind of selfishly excited about this because I'm going to take these as notes and maybe take some road trips this summer. Carson, on our Facebook page, shout out Street Teamer Carson, has a list. The Palisades.
I do love going there.
I've never been there, I don't think.
Shut up.
I don't think I've ever been there.
Taylor, you have to go there and go hiking. It's so much fun.
I just Googled it. I could see why that's a hidden gem. She also said Wilson's Orchard.
Have you been there?
I agree. I have been there. So much fun.
I love going there for strawberry picking, for apple picking, pumpkin picking. You name it. I've been there.
I agree.
They're like, she comes here all the time.
I agree. The last one she said Pillar, Iowa.
Is that a place? A town?
That, I'm not
Who?
Sure. Pillar, Iowa.
What is Pillar, Iowa?
I don't know. See, this is
why... Or did
why...
she mean Pella, Iowa?
Well, that could...
I'm starting to think she meant Pella. Because have you ever went to the Tulip Festival?
No.
Taylor,
and I have seen photos that... Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did it already happen, by the way? Because I wanted to go to the...
Is it Tulip
The time? Tulip... Yes.
I feel like it's normally around May.
Yeah. I wanted to go there. Oh, my God. You have to. Make sure you got a lot of money in your wallet because you're going to go nuts. They got so much great food, so much shopping.
You sold me. You don't got to sell me anymore. I got places to be. I got road trips to take.
She's like, I got to go. The show's over.
Yeah. See ya.
We want to know, what is your hidden gem in Iowa? Could be a restaurant. Could be a place to shop. Could be a place that's just aesthetically pleasing.
Let us know at 319-200-1029.
You got to go to Tulip Festival.
I got a lot of places to go, apparently.
As you've gotten older, don't you hate moments in your life where you're like, oh my God, I am just like my mom? Or I'm like, just like my dad.
I'm turning into my parents.
Hey, don't you hate those moments?
Yeah. You're like, ugh. Scary.
But then there's other moments in your life where you're like, oh my God, I'm becoming that adult that I never wanted to be. It maybe it wasn't something your parents did, but it was something that you thought adults did that was tacky that you were like, oh my God, now I do it.
Why do I get it now?
Let me give you a couple examples of what I thought was absolutely tacky as a kid, and now I don't as an adult, and I freaking love it.
Okay.
First thing, you know those garden flags? I'm talking about the little ones that usually like say welcome, or they've got like the Chicago Cubs on them, or they'll let you know that like
live, laugh, love.
So tacky. They're usually near the front door by the flowers or something. God, I thought those were the hideous things ever as a kid. Girl, I eat that up now. Oh my, I got a flag for every season.
Oh, you personally do?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God. I'm like, where else could I put him? Every corner of the house, around the house.
Now that we're entering an issue.
Okay. Along that, I used to also think hanging baskets of the, like with the flowers, that that was the tackiest thing ever.
Oh, now you're just being rude.
Oh, no.
That's
God.
Mean.
No, listen. When I was a kid, I was like, that is the hideous thing ever. I did not like it. I thought it was the grossest thing ever. Now as an adult, I'm like, I need more hanging baskets. And we went shopping this weekend, and I was like, I need the most perfect hanging basket ever. I don't know what slapped me across the face as a kid, and now I'm obsessed with hanging baskets and garden flags. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
And I got one more.
I can't wait. Is it still? Are we still talking garden?
No, actually, we're going to go into the house now. So the other thing. I'm not offended because now I'm like I appreciate if you are the garden flag and the hanging basket people. I appreciate you and I see you now and I am you.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is when I was a kid, I used to think if you had candles that weren't like flowers, I used to think that if you had a candle in your house, it could only be flower scented. Otherwise, if it was any other scent, I thought it was tacky. I'm talking like if you had it gingerbread or you had it like peppermint. I thought it was the nastiest thing ever. Now, I eat that up. I think it's the best thing ever. I'm like, give me the peppermint. Give me gingerbread. I want it to smell like Santa's beard. I'm like, I eat that up now as an adult. Like, what happened to me? Did I turn, like, it was like 25 or something? I don't know.
I don't know. You started shopping at, like,
the adult stores. That's what happened. Like it's Home Goods.
That's what I was gonna say. Home Goods, Home TJ Goods Maxx,
too. Yeah, and Menards. That's what changed me.
I mean, I don't.
But now I'm obsessed with it. That's all you'll see at my house. I'm a changed woman.
Our garden flags, hanging baskets,
yes! And scented candles.
I'm so happy for you.
You know how everybody's really wanting to update their ID right now, their driver's license, so they can get the real ID.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I should do it, but I don't want to.
Girl, if you don't need to fly, wait it out.
I don't have any vacations booked, so I guess I could.
Because here's the thing. I was going to wait it out, too, to be honest with you. But last night, neighbor man popped onto my computer because he actually needs to really update his driver's license to our new Marion address. The reason for this, he has to take a test to apply for a fire department,
mm-hmm.
and he has to have a correct driver's license with a correct address. It is so far booked out to get your driver's license right now. So I was like, well, I mean, if it's so far booked out, I'm going to do mine too. Because my address on my driver's license, we're not going to talk about what address that is. It's so far behind.
No, so is mine. Mine is still my parents' old
mine
address
too.
From Anamosa.
Mine too from, we're not going to talk about how long ago I lived with my parents. It's so far behind.
Over 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Over 10 years old.
I need to update it so badly. My appointment with the DMV, go ahead, guess.
June?
Yep. June 13th. Mm. That's how far they're booked out. I mean, they're doing the Lord's work right now. I can bet they're so far booked out.
Question, are you doing it in Cedar Rapids?
Yeah. Why?
There's your mistake.
Can you do it other places?
I was just talking to my mom about this because she was telling me I should get it updated. And you can go anywhere. That's why the Anamosa DMV, so many people go to it. Because it's a smaller town, so it's much easier to get in.
I just got to go to a small town.
You got to go to a small
Hello,
town.
Hello, Benton. I'm coming back home.
That's what I'm saying. I'm about to come home. Hello. I need my address updated.
They're going to see me coming. They're like, hide.
They're like, oh, God, we didn't ask for you back. You're trying to change your address from out of here. Why are you back?
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like one thing that most people can actually agree on is that Ticketmaster is public enemy number one.
Boo!
It's
rough
out there.
The amount of times I have fought with them.
I like to avoid you on days that I know that you are on Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm. Trying to buy tickets, especially when it's Post Malone.
I saw you through the Taylor Swift battle.
Mm-hmm. I won that, though.
You did win that. It was not pretty. I think same with the Jonas Brothers, right? Didn't you have a little bit of a battle with that one a couple years ago?
Yep, I did.
Well, I mean, there's...
And Queen. I I won that
really?
One, too. Yes.
That was a battle?
That was a girl, what do you think? People ain't going to go see Queen? They do. They do.
I don't know. I wasn't expecting that, I guess. But, I mean, there's so many reasons that people are like, oh, Ticketmaster. And hopefully that's coming to an end. Making
they sold.
Well, no. Don't get too crazy now.
Why are you going to ruin my life?
It is hopefully going to make things a little bit better. Basically, there is a ban on what they call junk fees. As of yesterday, instead of all of those sneaky little fees like processing and cleaning and gassing up your vehicle and saying hello to your mom and all of the stupid fees that show up, you're going to get the full price of the ticket right away. So you're not going to be like,
wait a minute. What do you mean right away? Like when I'm picking my seat and I'm looking at the layout of the whole thing and I'm like scrambling because I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can financially afford this or this or this right. or that. I'm going to know right then and there when it says 105.
Exactly.
It is 105.
Exactly. So
good,
like,
because normally when it says 105, I'd have to like calculate $200 more.
Exactly.
In
that's
fees.
The biggest issue is that it jumps from like, oh my gosh, I found this $50 ticket. What a great deal. And then you go through the checkout and you're like, suddenly I'm paying $3,000. How did this happen to me?
Yeah.
So that is this ban on junk fees. They can't hide all that. And that's not just for Ticketmaster. That's going to be for hotels or
yes.
vacation rentals. So if you're like getting a B&B or something and you're like, oh my God, what a steal, $100 a night. And then suddenly you're like, oh my God, this is $5,000. It's going to get rid of all of those.
Who else?
Sneaky fees. That's pretty much it. Anywhere that you normally have those like sneaky processing fees.
Oh, they do it everywhere, man.
Where else?
Netflix. You're next.
Oh my God. The day we get Netflix will be a great day. Because I just looked and I'm paying like $19 and I'm like, since when?
Yeah.
I thought it was paying $16.
A $7 membership. What happened to that? Netflix, you're next.
We're coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I felt kind of like a doofus today filming a TikTok. I'm not a TikTok star. I don't do TikTok. TikTok's not me. But if we go around and we shoot TikToks at work, I'll totally participate. But I'm not like a content creator.
Yeah.
But I had this idea. I wanted to really shoot it. And I felt kind of dumb because basically what I've been doing is every time I send an email, I go, I just sent an email. Here's one. And then if I send another one, email number two, email number three. The reason why I wanted to do this TikTok, because if anyone knows anything about me in this building, it's that I send a lot of emails. The street team have learned that if you want something done, you better email me.
Mm-hmm.
I will get it done if it's emailed. You text me, I'll never know it existed.
Right.
But if you email me, it will be done. I love a good email. We've talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
So far, I'm up to 29 emails from this.
The day is not over. I mean, she keeps doing it during the show. And then I'm like, are you faking this at this point?
Yeah,
I was like, you did like three in a matter of like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. And you looked at me and you're like, are you faking it now for the TikTok? And I'm like, no, I'll prove to you. I just sent three in a row.
Couldn't be me. I don't believe it because this is not me. And then I told you that I would like to do a version of how many times a day I get an email that I'm going to ignore.
I think you should.
Because I do be doing that. I don't think every email calls for a response. I like to remain elusive and mysterious. Like Bigfoot. Bigfoot does not respond to emails.
You know what? You should have that as your signature. Taylor.
Don't expect a response.
Oh, no. I meant Taylor. Oh. Taylor from Those Girls, but it should really be like Bigfoot.
Honestly, I'm down. I just want to set the record straight.
You should do the TikTok, the opposite of me, which is how many do I ignore?
Well, then I'm going to hurt people's feelings. So I don't know if I really should do that.
Your car gives you that warning that says, you know, passenger door is not properly shut, or even like one of them's in the back. Yeah, you should listen to it.
That's why they have that feature, I do believe.
Let me ask you. I never listened to it in my entire life. It goes off, it dings at you, and I'm like, it'll be fine till I make it to my destination. Why?
With a door being open? No. Here's the thing. I know you ignore every single emoji on your dashboard.
I do.
When it comes to the gas, the oil.
My service engine's on right now.
The freaking, I don't know, brake belt. You ignore it all. The one you shouldn't is probably that your door is open when you're traveling at speeds of 70
because
miles per hour.
That stupid thing is always lit, even if the door is like, it's for the most part, it's shut, right? It just...
For the most part. For the most part.
It's shut. It's fine. I couldn't even open it if I tried. It's just got a little bit of a gap, okay? Mm. And it'd still be going off. I'll make it to my destination. So here we are today. The stupid thing's going off, and it's saying there's a door that's not properly shut. I thought it was the driver one, so I tried to open it as I was driving, and I shut it really quick. What?
I don't like where this is going.
And then it's still going off, and it's still dinging at me. And I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't feel like there's a proper place for me to turn, like, stop and turn around. Like, I kind of have to keep going.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, screw it anyways. I've done this before. Next thing I know, I start feeling a breeze, and I start hearing cars around me. And I'm like, well, I ain't got no window down. Oh, my God. The door in the back is open.
And you're on, like, what, Collins Road or something stupid?
Actually, yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Well. Okay. You're dumb. I don't know what to tell you. How embarrassing for you.
You're dumb.
No, you know that feeling? I don't know if you've ever had this happen when you're in the drive-thru and your window's not working or something and you have to get out of your car or, like, open the whole door.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. What you committed is humiliating.
You're dumb.
You're dumb.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Give me a second. Here's the thing. Trello did an update, and I can't figure out how to get to the board.
Oh, God.
That has my trivia question. There we go. What the heck?
What do you mean? It's just not...
I was on
in your brain with all of the other trivia questions you've ever done in your entire life.
Oh, I have it written down in our Trello page for the show, and I was in a different Trello page. I have so many Trello pages. Let's not even
right.
talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, tonight's trivia question, actually inspired by the Trending with Taylor topic you did at 510.
Yeah, 50 dates, 50 states is like a TikTok series where this guy is going to every single state. Anyways, he's in Iowa currently.
On a date.
Keep your eye out. His account is literally 50 dates, 50 states. One of those two. It's easy to find anyways.
Well, tonight's trivia question. 26% of women say if they saw this in their date or boyfriend's car, it would be a deal breaker.
In their car?
In their car.
Oh, this could be interesting.
So it could be a deal breaker for the 50 dates, 50 states guy.
It could be. Well, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
26% of women say if they saw this in their date or boyfriend's car, it would be a deal breaker. What is it?
You're going to dump your boyfriend over this.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. I don't know. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
C102.9. Earlier, Taylor did a trivia question.
Hello?
What is happening with me? Earlier, Taylor did.
Dude, I can't
I hear
you.
Microphone.
I was like, am I going crazy or are you talking into the abyss right now?
Can we start over?
Well, please do. Nobody heard
nobody
what you
even
said.
Nobody heard me, and then I messed up when I did talk, so it's a good thing, okay. You know?
Oh, my God. Anyways.
It's time to go home.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
I think I was on the entire time, so... It just sounded like one-sided beef, me being like, what are you doing?
Tonight's trivia question. 26% of women say if they saw this in their date or boyfriend's car, it would be a deal breaker. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Shelby said, someone else's undergarments. There, I mean, what would be the reason for that? There's no getting out of seeing somebody's undies in the back seat that I know aren't mine.
You go ahead and talk yourself out of that one. Oh, that's my sister's.
Well, that's weird too.
That's my grandma's. What is granny's?
You're doing granny's laundry? I don't know.
Oh, you know, they come up with all the excuses.
I don't, I really think that would actually be a deal breaker for me because I would not believe anything that followed that.
It's my babysitter's. You still got a babysitter? I don't really know. There's no getting
out of that one.
All right. Well, I got to keep this one PG-13. So 48-29. Party hat for a banana.
Mm.
You know what I meant.
Yeah. Again, that's not normal.
Come on now. You thought that was happening on a first date. Put that party hat for a banana away.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I forgot that date was part of this. I was just thinking boyfriend, because I'd be like, well, yeah, that's a little weird. But on a date,
Put that party hat for a banana away. Come on.
No, not the vibe. Not the vibe. 6043 said another girl's hair or fake eyelash.
Mm.
Or like a hair tie.
Okay, but the guy who's doing the 50 states, he's going to have a lot of hair.
Well, that makes
and
sense.
Eyelashes in his car. Now, come on.
But if you're on, I don't know, first, second, it didn't say first date. You said date.
Or boyfriend's car. If you're in your boyfriend's car and you see an eyelash that it's not your own.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Same with like.
Don't tell me it's your mom's.
Like a blonde hair tie. I got dark hair. I would be like, whose is that? Doesn't make sense. I don't care what the follow-up is.
We went to lunch together.
Weird. Weird behavior. I know that eyelash ain't mine.
Do you even wear fake lashes?
No.
See?
Not on the regular.
See? She knows that it's not hers. 26% of women say if they saw this in their date or boyfriend's car, it would be a deal breaker.
Mm. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in two songs.
I'm just saying. I'm using a party hat for a banana moving forward.
I like that. It's appropriate. Also says I want a party. Gets the job done.
No more after that. Question tonight for Let's Get Quizzical. 26% of women say if they saw this in their date or boyfriend's car, it would be a deal breaker. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
All right, time to get rid of them unless you still need to scratch them. But lottery tickets is 26% of women's deal breaker if they see them in their date or boyfriend's car.
I don't get that.
I don't either, because you know what? If I see him in my boyfriend's car, I'm going to be like, can I scratch it? I want to play.
I guess the only thing that would maybe... I don't even think it would be a deal breaker. It would be a little upsetting. Like, if you saw that your boyfriend, I want to make it clear, not first, second, third date. If your boyfriend had, like, a winning couple $1,000 worth lottery ticket just sitting there and he hadn't told you, that would maybe, I'd be like, why are you hiding this?
Oh, yeah. Or maybe if, like, they've been spending too much money on it and it's been a talk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And like, then we said one per week.
And then you're like, you've been lying about that behind my back. That would be. But if like they don't have that, you know, and they just buy it occasionally.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, let me scratch, bro. I love a good scratch.
What a weird thing to say.
What? Well, lottery tickets and all my back. There's two things I love in life.
Okay. Not a deal breaker at all.
I have taken up so many different hobbies over the last couple of years, and I have ended said hobbies so fast.
It's hard for you to see it through. I feel like you don't like being bad at stuff.
No, you're right. I don't.
You have to be bad when you start. You never let yourself get good at anything.
I'm a perfectionist, and when I realize I can't be perfect at something, I want to end it.
Within the first 10 minutes, it's no longer a hobby.
She's not wrong.
Clocked.
And I've wasted so much money on said stupid hobbies. They're not stupid. They're just stupid to me. Like, I just am bad at it, okay? I tried sourdough. I've tried, what do you do?
Knitting.
Crocheting. I tried that, and I was real bad at that one, okay? I tried three times, and I was so bad at that one.
Yeah.
I've tried diamond art. I have tried, you name it, I've tried musical instruments.
What? When did you play that for an instrument for fun?
Oh, well, I did clarinet.
Oh.
But I also have tried the keyboard. One time.
Wait, can you play hot cross buns?
Nope.
Okay.
That's why we gave it up.
Got it.
Next hobby I want to try, photography.
Okay.
Hear me out. I discovered that we have a really nice camera in the house. I didn't know we had a really nice camera in the house. Turns out Neighbor Man has one. It's like a what's the name?
Nikon.
That kind.
Expensive.
He has one, and he was showing me it last night, and he was showing me all the lenses he's got, and I'm like, ooh, do I want to make this a hobby?
Okay, why does he have that? You don't just like have that unless you're really into taking photos at Christmas of your family and your children, or I don't what.
It's funny you mentioned that. You know what he used to take photos of?
I'm scared. I don't know.
He's so nervous to ask. He used to go out and take pictures of birds.
Oh, see, that's cool.
He's really into birds. And so he'd go out and he'd show me all his bird photos. And okay. I was like, wait a minute. Do I want that to be my hub? Do I want to take bird photos? Do I want to take photos of people? Do I want to be a photographer? What do I want to do? I got a camera now in this house. Do I want to use it?
Mm.
Or do I not want to use it?
I say use it. Why not?
You do?
Well, yeah. I do think.
I think I'm going to suck, though, because you have to understand the camera
to
make sure the photo ain't blurry.
Here's the thing. Everybody and their mom's a photographer these days with their dang iPhones. So you're just going to have better quality. What I will say is you need to find your niche. Like, Neighborman liked to take pictures of birds.
Okay, what's mine?
There's already a million people who take engagement photos and maternity shoots. You're not doing any of that. No, no, no. I don't know what you need to take pictures of. Garbage cans.
I'm sorry. What?
Sewer drains.
What'd you say?
Sewer drains.
Okay, why are you picking the
raccoons.
Raccoons? Why are we picking the least? Okay, the raccoons is a good one, but why are we picking the least sexiest things before
because
that?
Because if you are already anticipating you're going to be bad at it.
So we pick trash.
It kind of can't be. If you should pick something that's already bad.
I'm going to be a bad photographer, so I take bad pictures of bad things. No, that's actually kind of a cool idea.
Dude, remember me when you're famous.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.